everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. We're going to join you live around the world on WWRB tonight. And we're ready to go with our message. But we'd like to give you a update report. We're just getting in here from our Passover festival that we had down in Murphy, North Carolina. We had a great time. And we are so thankful that our Heavenly Father has seen fit that we got to keep another Passover. You know, every one of them gets more joyful and gets more precious. Of course, we're building a record, and the Bible says those books were open, and these were judged out of the things written in the book according to the works. So we believe that we're saved by the grace of Yahweh, but we know that we're rewarded for works. Have you ever thought about the joy that's laid up for you? We're going to talk about tonight a subject related to joy. And a lot of people, you know, especially in this Russian world today, most people don't seem like they're happy. They don't have no victory. And the reason why is because they don't take time out in their life to serve the Heavenly Father. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek Yahweh rejoice. 1 Chronicles 16:10. Splendor and majesty are before Him. Strength and joy in His dwelling place. Well, you would like to move in to the presence of the Creator. You've got to move out of the world to do so. You can't love both of them, and you can't serve two masters. You've got to choose this day who you're going to serve. You know, joy is something that does not grieve the spirit. The Bible says in Nehemiah 8:10, listen as it says, "Do not grieve, for Yahweh is the joy of your strength." I like that scripture because it means a whole lot to know that Yahweh is the joy of our strength. Psalms chapter 2, verse 11, "Serve Yahweh with fear and rejoice with trembling." Now, that's an awesome scripture right there, serving with fear. Now, Noah moved by fear, and he saved his household. Well, what do you mean, Pastor Buddy, by fear? Are you supposed to run and hide as Adam did when he sinned? No, that's not fear. Fear is reverence, meaning that you know the consequences beyond just being physically afraid of the Father. Because, you know, if most people based their fear on physical feelings, most people would serve Him automatically. But see, it's a spiritual reverence, a fear of moving with reverence and devotion and dedication. Yahweh wants you to serve Him with fear and to rejoice in His presence with trembling. But let all who take refuge in You, Yahweh, be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread Your protection over them, that those who love Your name may rejoice in You. Psalms 5, verse 11. Now let me give you the last part of that. Spread Your protection over Your children. Let those who love You and Your name rejoice in You. Well, if you love His true name, now what is His name, Pastor Buddy? Well, His name is above every name in heaven and in earth. That at the name of Yahweh, every knee should bow. Now, in the New Testament, of course, that's Old Testament scripture. But it says in the New Testament, every knee shall bow. So in the old parchment, it suggested that you bow. And in the new, it tells you, you will. So then, love Him and serve Him and praise His name I will be glad and rejoice in you, Yahweh. I will sing praises to your name, O Most High. You know, we were down at the festival in Murphy, North Carolina, and the saints were praising his name, and it was wonderful what kind of a spirit filled the assembly as we praised and rejoiced. And it seems like, Brother Bob, I don't know about you, but I got Brother Bob here riding with me tonight and sitting in and recording the message for you, as he normally does, but tonight he's in my presence here in the studio. And we're doing the show live right here from New Tazewell, Tennessee. Brother Bob, it seems like that it gets better every year with the saints. The few that gather and the few that dare to take refuge, as it says in 5:11, let them sing forever with joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. Brother Bob, it meant a whole lot to me to be down at the festival this time and to see the saints in a trying time. You know, the economy is bad, and the weather is bad in some places. I know that one or two of the brothers reported to us when they left their state, this happened to be a state of Illinois, that there was golf ball size hail that came in the night they left their city in central Illinois, and it shut down the power and blowed trees down and damaged roofs and automobiles with the size of the hail. You know, Bob, I see a increase in the last days of perilous times. They're showing us that Matthew 24:24 is a true statement, that in those days, trying times and perilous times are coming. So you're not safe anywhere unless you're in Yahweh. Listen to this now, Psalms 5:11. Let those who take refuge in him be glad. Let them sing for joy. He will spread his protection over them, and those that love your name, Yahweh, will rejoice in you. Oh, my. Brother Bob, the weather was perfect for us. It seems like that even the rain and the storms that were in the area just waited long enough or didn't come in at all. And we basically had a wonderful fellowship and a wonderful time. Brothers and sisters came from many, many states to gather with us in Passover, and we had a wonderful time. In the book of Psalms, chapter 16, verse 11, you have made known to me the path of life. Oh, my. You know, Brother Bob, one of the most it's the greatest thing that ever happened to me, is to know the path of life. There's a lot of people that's in a path that seems right, and most of Christians basically fall in that category. They're in a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is death. But when you truly know the path that Yahweh has made known to you is a path of life, you will fill me with joy in your presence. With eternal pleasure, I'll be at your right hand. Psalm 16:11. You know, it means a lot, Brother Bob, to stand on the right hand of truth. Although you don't have a lot of fellowship with the devil, you don't have a lot of fellowship with the people, because the Bible says, straight is the way and narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find it. Now, if that's true, then when he makes known to you the path, he's telling you to come out of the way that seems right path. And there's many of those out there. Many churches and many denominations and many ways have been chosen by man. But it's a way that seems right. It's something that just fits the carnal side of the mind. But when you are in the path of the Spirit and you know that you can be glad and rejoice and sing praises to that wonderful, and it's like most magnificent name, and it's a name above every name, that at the name of Yahweh, the every knee should bow. In the future, every knee will bow. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to warn you tonight in respect to the way of the path of righteousness that has been made known. Now, let's talk about that path. When you hear the word, you turn to the holy commandment. You love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, according to Mark 12:29. And then you repent. And then you get baptized in the wonderful name of Yahweh for the remission of sins. And now what does this do? Well, it moves or pardons the transgressions that are only redeemable through the correct name. A lot of people have a name that seems right, and these false ways are always filled with things that seem right. And we know that the trick of the devil, the translators, the misconceptions, and the misunderstanding will keep you from being filled with the way that is right into a way that seems right. Now listen to scripture right here, Psalms 19:8. The precepts of Yahweh are right, giving joy to the heart. You know, Bob, we don't have to have a lot of money to be happy, do we?
No.
We don't have to, you know, you can have all the money in the world, and some of the rich and the most elite are the most miserable on the earth. Well, with a little, with Yahweh, brings joy, while much with the devil brings sin, brings heartache, brings death, brings destruction, brings disappointment, brings sorrow. But oh my, the precepts give joy to the heart, and the commands of Yahweh are radiant, giving light to the eyes. Did you know the Bible said the word is a lamp to our feet, and by taking the word, rightly dividing it, and pondering our ways and coming out of the ways that seem right into the way that is right, then we can truthfully say in Psalms 28:7 that Yahweh will become our strength. He'll be our shield. Our heart will trust in him, and he has helped us. Our hearts will leap for joy, and we will give thanks to him in song and dance. That's Psalms 28:7, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? When you can't rejoice, when you've got no victory, if you think you have to have money to be happy, or you have to have money to have things to make you happy, things don't make you happy. Money doesn't make you happy. People don't make you happy. Only the joy of Yahweh will turn your wailing into dancing. And he says, you will remove my sackcloth and my ashes, and you will clothe me with joy, according to Psalms 30:11. It means a whole lot to have the joy. You know, I'm so thankful tonight that I don't have a lot of money, I don't have a lot of friends, but I have a whole lot of faith. And I have a whole lot of people surrounding my life, Bob, that loves Yahweh. I was so, you know, I was so encouraged with all of our folks at the festival and the love I felt. You know, it was joy unspeakable and full of glory. Look at Psalms 31:7. I will be glad and rejoice in your love. For you saw my affliction, and you knew the anguish of my soul. I will rejoice in Yahweh and be glad. You righteous will sing. All of you who are upright in heart them a new song, and they will play skillfully, and they will shout for joy. Psalms 33, verse 3. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if your heart rejoices and you trust in His holy name of Psalms 33, 21, then you know by that name alone that it's a strong tower, and the righteous run into it or say, you know, Bob, I'd like to take time to thank all of the people that came to the festival. They spent their tithing, and they saved up for the festival, which is a duty. The Bible says to set aside enough of your funds each annual festival to come with rejoicing in your heart. And when you do, your heart will rejoice, for you trust in His holy name. Your soul will rejoice in Yahweh. You will delight in His salvation, according to Psalms 35 and 9. All those who seek You will rejoice and be glad in You. It was just a joy to see people gathered around, praying for one another, fellowshipping with one another. Bob, you know, it was just fellowship, fellowship, fellowship. Every time we dismissed, the fellowship continued, the teaching, the witnessing, the praising, the inquiring, the searching, the Bibles were spread. You'd see people in different groups teaching each other, reading to each other, fellowshipping with each other. You seen brothers and sisters singing and playing up on their instruments and blowing the shofar. Bob, you know, each time we met in our services, our brother Michael or brother Steve, as long as we had him there, man, what joy. You could hear the shofars and the trumpets sounding over the hills and the valleys and the dales of the great Smoky Mountains, where we were willing to have Him to restore the joy of our salvation and grant us a willing spirit that will always sustain us. You may rejoice and be glad, those who love your salvation. You will say, let Yahweh be exalted. And Brother Bob, what a wonderful time. You know, one of the things that I enjoyed too, Brother Bob, was going out to an old-fashioned altar and worshiping with the saints on the sacred circle. Brother Bob, it's a forgotten art. And you know, we talked about a little booklet here that Brother Barry, our scribe up in Canada, has written on behalf of those who would like to know how to make an altar and how to position it and what they need to put on it. Now, he goes into detail of how to do this, and the title of the booklet is Return to the Circle. Brother Bob, I think it's a wonderful little booklet for all those who do know. We have a lot of people that have inquired, Pastor Buddy, how do I make a circle and an altar, a worship altar? Well, we've got in the back of this booklet here, Brother Bob, as you very well know, we have the diagrams of how to position the river stones or the creek stones, one that has never had a tool laid up on it. And no wonder we're full of joy. We don't have a lot of money, we don't have a lot of people, but we got a lot of victory and we got a lot of truth. And you know, another thing, Brother Bob, on the altar worship service, when we pray, there's results. The heavens shake. You know, we had a special service, Brother Bob, as you were well aware of, and the people that were there. We brought in the blessings of Yahweh when He says, this is a scripture, whatever you bind in heaven shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose in heaven will be loosed. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound. And whatever you loose upon the earth will be loose. Well, Brother Bob, one of the missions of altar worship is to gather and bind the power of the wickedness and the darkness and the spiritual, you can actually feel it prevailing in the skies above you. They're filling our skies with chemtrails. Somebody's got a conspiracy going on, and one of the cities that we actually called for the light to shine and to reveal the conspiracy, Brother Bob, was right over the area of Washington, D.C. We asked Yahweh to spread forth and cause his angels to come and open up everything in Washington, D.C. that's been made secret. But, Bob, I'd like to see every deceitful work of conspiracy revealed in Washington, D.C. You know, with the layout of Washington, actually the witchcraft and the things that it's done, the symbols and the emblems of witchcraft, they have bound this city in sorcery. And then the people that actually run the government behind the scenes, I'm not talking about the ones we elect and send up there, they're just pawns in the hands of a higher power. Now, well, you say, well, what do you mean, Pastor Buddy, by higher power? Well, we mean this, ladies and gentlemen. We mean that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle against powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. Let me read you a scripture in Psalms. You that love righteousness, you must hate wickedness. Now, a lot of people love righteousness, and they don't want to do nothing about wickedness. They don't want you to curse it. They don't want you to end it. They don't want you to uncover it. But ladies and gentlemen, if you are a true soldier, according to Psalms chapter 45, verse 7, if you love righteousness, you're going to hate wickedness. Therefore, Yahweh, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. Psalms 45, verse 7. You got to love righteousness. And we loved the righteousness that our nation has enjoyed for many years. But you can see those who promote wickedness in high places. Satan and his agents are flesh and blood creatures that walk the earth, and they are ruled by spiritual wickedness in high places. Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, the spiritual wickedness, or the spirits of wickedness, they have to have something to dwell in to manifest the weakness and the wickedness upon the earth. Well, that means they're in bodies with two legs. They have two eyes. They have two ears. And their mouth is filled with conspiracy and wickedness. Therefore, we curse it, Brother Bob. We curse the city of Washington, D.C. to reveal its wickedness. We cursed New York, if you remember. And we cursed San Francisco and Los Angeles. Well, you know, I noticed this week that just as soon as we cursed Los Angeles, we had an earthquake that shook them out there. Brother Bob, one of these days, they'll be too late. The people will not flee when they see the righteousness of Yahweh exacted upon the wickedness that is prevailing in our cities. You know, it's true that Sodom and Gomorrah were two different cities. Everybody thinks Sodom and Gomorrah was just a city. Sodom was a city and Gomorrah was a city. And both of those wicked cities, the wickedness and the evil that was in that city was so thick. And when Yahweh, evidently, Brother Bob, Yahweh heard old Lot pray. The Bible said that Lot and his righteous spirit was vexed every day of his life. until maybe a prayer that was spoken in season. And you know, Brother Bob, I find it amazing that these two angels came down during Passover. The Bible says in the 19th chapter of the book of Genesis that when Lot was visited, that he was eating unleavened bread. Well, Luke 22:10 says that unleavened bread is the Passover. And that's exactly what happened. Yahweh passed over Lot and his two daughters, and he killed everything else in the city, including Lot's wife, who evidently left something back there, and she went right back into the wickedness from where she came. And the Bible told these righteous people to depart. Well, Brother Bob, you know the Bible says that we have power to shut the heavens up, and we have power to open the heavens. We have power to bind the wickedness of spirits in the heavens, and we have power to bind them on earth. And unless we take our souls and our spirits with rejoicing in Yahweh and delight in His salvation and trust in His holy name and return back to the circle, which is the name of our book, Return to the Circle, where we as a people, and there's more and more, you know, Brother Bob, another thing that I'm encouraged about is the fact that there's more and more altars being built around the country, and even in foreign lands, there is people building altars and returning to the old-fashioned worship that the Bible talks about. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Well, ladies and gentlemen, all we've got is a commercial grade joy in these bell box churches. You have to pay for it. You have to structure it. It is commercially vended, and it seems like it's well rehearsed and orchestrated. And yet, the spontaneity of the Spirit coming down on the ones who love righteousness that step out on an old-fashioned circle. You see the brothers and the sisters, you see them feverishly gathering the communion and coming to break bread and entering into a covenant of salt according to the 2 Chronicles in chapter 13, verse 5. What does a covenant of salt mean to you, Pastor Buddy? Well, it means that you hate wickedness and you want to enter a covenant of righteousness, and you want your speech to be seasoned with salt, and you want to be worth something. You don't want to become worthless. You want your joy to run over. You want to have power and strength. You want to tell the devil to get behind you and mean it. You don't want to have fellowship with the devil. You come out from among the people of the world and the sin that way, and you restore the joy of your salvation. You grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. David cried out mightily to Yahweh in Psalms 51:12. Let the righteous rejoice in Yahweh and take refuge in Him. Let all the upright in heart praise Him, according to Psalm 68:10, because He turned the sea into dry land, and they passed through the waters on foot. Come on, let us rejoice in Him. David cried mightily in Psalms 66, verse 6. May the nations, that's the people of Yahweh, be glad and sing for joy. For Yahweh, You rule the people, and You justly, and You do it to guide the people that are seeking the path upon the earth. Psalm 67, verse 4. Let the righteous be glad and rejoice before Yahweh. May they be happy and joyful. You know, Bob, I came away with that festival. I came away happy. I came away joyful. I came away with more energy than I've had in any festival since I've been keeping festival. And I can truly say that I can sing to Yahweh and be happy and joyful and praise His great name and extol Him. sits upon the clouds in the name of Yahweh, and rejoice before him always, according to Psalm 68, chapter 3, and verse 4, where we find in verse 4 the great, magnanimous, magnificent name of Yahweh revealed to the people. But may all those who seek him rejoice. Brother Bob, we had people that went plumb to the mountaintop, where we had built an old-fashioned altar there in Murphy, North Carolina. The men labored. They placed the stones in the circle. They lined the circle with salt. We entered into a covenant. We entered in it with joy, with love, with salvation. And we said, let Yahweh be exalted, according to Psalms 70, verse 4. And David said, my lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you, whom you have redeemed. Brother Bob, I feel like I've been redeemed tonight. I feel like I've been re-energized. I feel like there's a time to press toward the mark and the high calling which is in Yahweh, according to Psalm 71, verse 23. Let joy be to your servants, and all if you serve him, ladies and gentlemen, good things will come to you. You may not have all the money in the world, but again, money don't bring happiness. You may not have the best automobile to get to the festival. You don't have to have one. Praise Yahweh, because Yahweh will provide. And all things work together to them that love Yahweh. And David said, my lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you. You know, I was sitting over there in the festival, Bob, just this past week, as the festival was drawing to a close. Matter of fact, I believe it was on the eighth day of the festival, when we were sitting there and we were singing and praising, and the saints were gathering around and raising their hands and lifting up their voice and shouting with a trumpet and blowing the shofar and blowing the trumpet, and the guitars were ringing and the tambourines were tingling, and the sisters had their heads covered in veils, and we were worshiping and the Spirit was falling, and it satisfied my soul, as David said in Psalms 90, verse 14, satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, O Yahweh, that we may sing for joy and be glad all of our days. And, you know, in Psalms 14, I was joyful in the unfailing love. You know, Bob, it'll test you. It'll try you. It'll see if you are discouraged when bad things happen to good people. Good people get up, dust yourself off, and keep on praising Yahweh from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Let everything that loves Yahweh, let them praise his name, praise it in a dance. You know, Brother Bob, it's not out of line to dance, is it? And to praise Yahweh. You know the little sisters that came out before the fortified walls of Jericho, and the Bible said Yahweh, in a pretense, just to shame the defenders of the city, who thought that the city was built to withstand the assault of the Israelites. They just didn't understand Yahweh. They didn't understand the frequency and the vibrations that a shout can cause. You know why? Because Yahweh knows the dimensional shifts. He also knows the codes of the dimension, and Yahweh devised a plan. It was a very simple plan. 7 days, Brother Bob, they walked around the walls of Jericho. And in the eighth day, listen to me now, ladies and gentlemen, this is documented proof that the Sabbath is on the eighth day. On the eighth day, ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh commanded them to give a shout. And that vibration of a shout, when the sisters raised the tambourines, and when they all gave a shout, the walls of Jericho fell. There's not a fortified city in the United States to withstand the vibration of a salt covenant people, though they be few, lifting their voice in unison, crying mightily to Yahweh, who has the power to redeem us when anxiety gets in our soul. David said in Psalms 94, verse 19, when anxiety was too great for me, your consolation brought joy to my soul. Come, let us sing for joy to Yahweh. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Psalms 95:1. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, we call for Yahweh's judgment here in America. We call for the cities that we named, Washington, D.C., New York City, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. We call for these major cities, and we asked Yahweh to reveal the secrets of the conspiracy and the deception, especially in the federal district, of the criminals who have taken over. The wickedness of this nation has become great, and the prayers of the righteous have gone up, as they did out of the lips of Abraham and Lot, when they saw the wickedness of Sodom and Gomorrah. And ladies and gentlemen, when the angels came to destroy this wicked city, and you know Yahweh's angels are coming back with power and great glory, and you better get ready, because it may be in your lifetime. When Yahweh reigns, let the earth be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice and tremble. Psalms 97:1. Because he said in Psalms 97:11-12, light is shed upon the righteous and joy in the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh, you who are righteous, and praise his holy name. According to Psalms 97:11-12, shout for joy to Yahweh, all the earth. Burst into a jubilant song with music, just like the old Israelite of the days of Jericho. They made music to Yahweh with the harp, and with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and blasts of the ram's horn. Which is exactly what we've done, Brother Bob. We've done all these things that Yahweh commanded us in Psalms 98 to redeem us and to give us back our joy. You know, weeping is for a night, but the blast of the ram's horn, well, I can still hear it, Brother Bob. The ram horns were sounding on the mountains of Murphy, North Carolina, high above the city. We sounded the ram's horn, and we shouted for joy before Yahweh the King. Let the sea resound, and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before Yahweh, for he comes to judge the earth. Oh, man, he's coming, Brother Bob, because we commanded him to. We ask his angels to come and make the way clear for him. We ask Yahweh to send the angels to redeem Washington, D.C. Take it back. Place it in the hands of righteous men. Remove the wicked. Remove those who have stolen our treasures. Remove those who have cursed our nation and bound us and spellbound us in hypnotic deception. It's proven Yahweh knows the deception of the wicked, and we know that righteousness will come from Yahweh. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity. Brother Bob, don't you know in Psalms that the glory of Yahweh will endure forever? May Yahweh rejoice in his works. Psalms 100 and verse 4 and verse 1, Psalms 104, verse 31. They glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek Yahweh rejoice. Psalms 105, verse 3. Let them sacrifice thank offerings. Brother Bob, I just can't, you know, I just can't get over how many times we had the thank offerings. You remember we offered with thanks? Let them sacrifice thank offerings and tell of his works with songs of joy. Psalms 107, verse 22. You know, Brother Bob, we brought the sacrifices of our efforts home with us, and we anointed our doors and we praised Yahweh. The ram's horn blasted over the mountains and the dales, and I'm sure the reverberation was from sea to shining sea. I do know that Yahweh is getting ready. He's mounting up with the wings of eagles, and he's getting his children ready. In Psalms 107, verse 42, listen. The upright will see and rejoice, but all the wicked will shut their mouth. You know, Brother Bob, when the wicked rule, the righteous hide themselves. But when the righteous gather and sacrifice thank offerings and tell of the wondrous works, when Yahweh brought the walls of Jericho down, when he opened up the oceans and the sea, and he let his people go across on dry land, when he sent one angel one night and killed 185,000, the shouts of victory resound in the tents of the righteous. Yahweh's right hand has done mighty things, according to Psalms 118, verse 15. Isn't it wonderful, Brother Bob? Don't you feel the joy, the resounding joy in the tents of righteousness as we were there on the altar and in the assembly, that we sang and praised his name with joy? We offered up sacrifices acceptable, and with salt we salted every offering that we made to Yahweh, and we asked Yahweh to bind the wicked and cast them forth from our nation as an untimely fig. There's a day coming, ladies and gentlemen, that we will rejoice in the statues as one rejoices in great riches. His statues are my heritage forever, for they are the joy of my heart. Psalms 119, verse 111. I will rejoice in your promise like the one who finds a great spoil. Psalms 119, verse 162. Yahweh has done great things for us. Brother Bob, I just feel like this time something is going to happen to turn our nation. We are at a point of either turning or no return. And I'm ready to ask Yahweh to intervene. Let Yahweh come in. Let Yahweh reign. Let his righteousness go from sea to sea. Cleanse our land with all of the heathen. And you know, Brother Bob, that brings a scripture to my mind, and I do believe it was quoted in the assembly of Passover as we were gathered there. The Bible says in the book of Zechariah, chapter 14, the last verse, you will look and not one Canaanite. What's a Canaanite, Pastor Buddy? That's the workers of wickedness. That's Satan's incarnated evil ones who are carrying out his agenda to rape, to loot, to kill, to steal, and to destroy the saints that are unaware. You know, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said that the righteous are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And Brother Bob, until we come back to the sacred circle, make a covenant of salt, and command the heavens to darken, and command the heavens to be shut up, and command the heavens to open against the wickedness and the unrighteousness, and to demand that the earth open her bowels and receive the saints that rejoice and sing upon their beds of Psalms 149, verse 5. The prospect of righteousness is joy, but the hope of the wicked will come to nothing. You like that, Brother Bob? I love that scripture. The prospect of the righteous is joy, but the hope of the wicked will come to nothing. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 28. I'm going to quote it again because I love it. The prospect of the righteous is joy. Well, Brother Bob, we're prospecting. We're hunting the nuggets of righteousness. We're calling upon Yahweh. We're depending on him to fight our battle. And the Bible said if we'll hold our peace, the stones will cry out. But Brother Bob, we're through holding our peace. We're calling for war over our nation. We're calling for Yahweh to bring in the judgment upon our nation. It's time for Yahweh's way or no way. It's time to get in, and it's a time to get about our Father's business. It's time for the devil to step aside, to get out of the seat of rulership. We pray that all of the evil powers of this earth fall as doth Babylon in the day and the hour that Yahweh will bring it forth. The prospect of the righteous is joy. You know, Bob, I'm encouraged more so in this festival than I've ever been in any festival. You know, there's something in me that's telling me this. There's something in me that's welling up. And the Bible says in Psalms, you will draw with joy out of the wells of salvation, according to Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3. But Yahweh has done great things, and I will rejoice in his promise for one who finds great spoil. You know, Brother Bob, I believe there's going to be great spoil for the righteous. We're going to spoil the wicked. They're going to have to leave here, and the Bible said they will cast all of the treasures that they have raped this nation with and looted. They will cast their silver and their gold in the streets, but that will not redeem them, because Yahweh is going to dash the hopes of the wicked, according to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 28. Let those who love Yahweh raise their voices, shout for joy, call upon the heavens to open or close. Call upon the earth to close or open, depending on the shout of joy from the lips of those that are entered into a salt covenant. From the west they acclaim Yahweh's majesty. Psalms 24:14. In that day, the righteous will say, surely this is our God. We have trusted in him, and he saved us. This is Yahweh. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 9. Oh, what a happy day. But your dead will live. Brother Bob, the dead bodies of the saints are need resurrecting. I'm talking about these people walking around that seem alive, but they're dead spiritually. We ask that Yahweh resurrect their bodies. Those who dwell in the dust of ignorance, fear, and superstition, let them wake up and shout for joy. The dew is like the dew of the morning. The earth will give birth to her dead, and we will rise up with the wings of an eagle and mount up and take back our great nation, according to Isaiah 26, verse 19. Once more the humble will rejoice in Yahweh. The needy will rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. Shout for joy, you heavens. Rejoice, O earth. Burst into song, O mountains. For Yahweh comforts his people and will have compassion on those who are afflicted, according to Isaiah 49, verse 13. We'll go out in joy, according to Isaiah 55, 12. We will go out in joy, and we will lead forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song. You know, Brother Bob, when we got up on top of that mountain on the sacred altar where that it had been in a circle, and the 12 stones were set, and the blessing altar and the cursing altar were set by the inheritance of the 12 tribes of Israel, 6 to bless and 6 to curse. They were divided up appropriately, Brother Bob, and those who were qualified out of the house of Israel, they put the curses into the accursing altar. And if you go to the 27th chapter of the book of Exodus, you'll find that the accursing altar, or the 27th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, you'll find the blessing and the cursing altar. And we were talking about Friday night, Brother Bob, at Murphy, North Carolina. We talked about those in our nation. I have set before you this day a blessing and a curse. Blessing if you love me. Blessing if you'll serve me. Blessing if you'll commit. Blessing if you'll sacrifice. And you know, we talked about those who are willing to tithe and give an effort for this cause of the sacred circle and those who worship upon it, called the House of Gilgal and the return to the circle. I am very encouraged of all of the altars being built upon the earth that are now letting the heavens rejoice. The earth is bursting into song. The mountains are shouting for joy, and the people will have compassion upon the afflicted ones. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song. All the trees of the field will clap your hands. Remember, Brother Bob, when we were having Passover up on the mountaintop, and the lamb was being readied to prepare for the sacrifice, and did you notice, everybody noticed, a wind, a gentle wind began to blow across the trees, and they trembled for joy. And just as soon as that was ended, they did the same thing. You know, the Bible says that the Spirit, it cometh like the wind, and I experienced it up there on the mountain in Murphy, North Carolina, with a trembling. You will go out and be led in peace. The mountains will burst forth into song. The trees of the field will clap their hands. That's the leaves blowing, ladies and gentlemen. And when you lift up the holiness of Yahweh, when you clap your hands, and when you praise Yahweh out of your mouth, the trees will clap their hands. The leaves will manifest that there is a wind or the Spirit blowing through the mountain. Instead of their shame, my people will receive a double portion. Brother Bob, don't you think it's double portion time? Don't you think it's time for us to move out of the tail department up to the head? Don't you think we're the head instead of the tail, and yet we become the tail instead of the head simply because we've surrendered to the power? Everybody said, we'll never defeat Satan. They've got a mighty army. They've got all these big airplanes. They've got all these tools of wickedness. And we'll have to go along with what they say. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. Instead of their shame, my people will receive a double portion. Instead of disgrace, they will rejoice in their inheritance. And so they will inherit a double portion in their land, and everlasting joy will be theirs in the end. Isaiah 61, verse 7. Ladies and gentlemen, there's promises to us in the Bible. The maidens will dance and be glad. Young men and old as well, I will turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow. In Jeremiah 31:13. Yahweh is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. And Zephaniah 3:17, rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. But the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man finds it, he will hide it again. And when his joy went and sold all he had, and he purchased the field. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to purchase the field of salvation tonight. Let's stand up. Let's take authority over the devil. Let's command him to depart from us. The Bible said that if you rebuke the devil, he will flee from you. Well, we got to close. Our time is coming gone, but we love you very much. We had a wonderful time. I'd like to send especially radio greetings tonight on behalf of all of the saints that gathered in Murphy, North Carolina. We send all of you that were not able to gather with us, we send you racial covenant greetings, that you can rest assured that in Murphy, North Carolina, and around the surrounding area and the hills that shouted for joy, saints came from all around the nation, and they gathered there, and they praised the Father of light, and they glorified him, and they called the heavens to shut up for the wicked, and they caused the heavens to open for the righteous. And likewise, whatever we bound on earth, we know is bound in heaven. You know, sometimes, Brother Bob, it pays to bind. It pays to cast out the devil. And it pays to show the devil who's in authority. Take the word and speak it with faith. And let me tell you one thing, ladies and gentlemen. Those that do so will be rejoicing, not in the spirits that submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven in Luke chapter 10, verse 20. Yahweh and the Holy Ghost is full of joy. The Holy Spirit is praise to the Master of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, and you only reveal them to the little children of the Salt Covenant altar worshiping days. It is Yahweh's good pleasure to give you the things that he's laid up for them that love him. Notice this. I'm going to close with this verse of Acts chapter 2, verse 28. You have made known to me the path of life. You have filled me with joy in your presence. Acts chapter 2, verse 28. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to write us tonight, we would love to hear from you and receive your letters. Just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. And you can call me tonight. I'm live right here in the studio with Brother Bob tonight. And we're live here at area code 423-626-2172. We'd like to hear from you around the country. Give us a radio check tonight. You're listening live to Pastor Buddy and WWRB 3.185. We're also being a simulcast live tonight on internet streaming, and we're thankful for the efforts of the brothers that work hard on our behalf at the radio station, the engineers and the technicians, and of course Brother Dave, that owns WWRB, devotes and gives a lot of his time, effort, and expense to bring first-class radio programming to you around the country. This program tonight is going out all over the earth. Anywhere you can receive a download receiver, or you have a shortwave receiver to receive 3.185, if it's in your area, you can receive us, especially with the internet. You can get us around the world. We have brothers right now listening to us in foreign countries that are, it's way in the morning, early in the morning here in these nations, and they're up listening to us because it's the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, and peace, and patience, and kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22-23. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to tell you that we love you, and we appreciate you, and we're going to say good night to you around the radio network with our program here tonight, and we'll see you. We'll be on Wednesday night. Again, on Wednesday night, we'll see you at 10 o'clock on Wednesday, Eastern Standard Time. That's 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday night. We'll be seeing you with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. Again, Friday night, we're on every Friday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we love our programming. We love to minister to you three nights a week. We send you a covenant greetings wherever state you're in. If you attended the Passover with Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, we thank you. Thank you for your dedication, your time, and your efforts, and your tithing, and your support, made possible by those who love him and those who give to us joyfully. Let the joy in your heart ring supreme. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and may Yahweh's richest blessings be with you. I'll see ya. Yahweh bless ya. Shalom.